Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to State Senator Amy Sinclair about recent legislation at the state capitol. Medical marijuana. I just really want to get your take on that bill to begin today with this conversation, because I know we're getting to the deadline with that. So where does that stand, and what are the chances of that being pushed through?
Sure. There is a medical cannabis bill that was passed out of subcommittee this week. I don't serve on that committee. I didn't serve on the subcommittee. I haven't actually read the bulk of the bill yet. I looked through to just see that some of the basic mechanics, but I haven't given it a good study yet. I plan to do that here over the weekend. It passed out of subcommittee. I think it passed out on a voice vote with one person dissenting, and so it moves quickly through subcommittee. I believe it will be going through committee perhaps on Monday. The bill does expand. Currently, we have the cannabidiol bill that deals with intractable epilepsy, and this would expand it to some other conditions and begin a process where people could actually get their medical cannabis within the state. What that looks like once all of the pieces drop into place as far as working with the House and the chances of the House making changes to that, I can't say, but I do know that it has some pretty broad support in the Senate, largely because the federal government is not taking action to explore what medical benefits cannabis has for folks who are suffering.
My question to follow up that is, why did it take so long to get to this point? What was the holdup with it, or why was it introduced now towards the end of the deadline, basically?
So I will say that this is, to say it's just introduced at the deadline, yes, that's accurate. But the reality of it is that this has been a work in progress since 2004, when the original cannabidiol, 2014, when the original cannabidiol bill was passed. Even then, there was a push to make it broader. I think what the impetus is this year is that there is a sunset on that cannabidiol bill, and there have been some pretty sound data that have come back from that, indicating that it has been successful for certain patients with intractable epilepsy. And so we don't want that sunset to go away and for them to no longer have that treatment option. I think just trying to put everything in place at this point is why it took till this point in session. The conversations have been going on all session. It's just that now the subcommittee was held.
Okay, Senator, so now moving forward, what have you been dealing with this past, week and a half since we last talked? And what are some of the things on your radar moving forward that you are trying to get pushed forward before you guys are done with everything for the year?
Absolutely. I'll be honest. Most of the policy stuff that I have been working on is complete. There is a bill in the House that is still out there. But as far as what's in the Senate that we need to deal with around the Education Committee, that's done. We passed through that second funnel, and so we're just now bouncing those bills back and forth. We did pass out of the Senate with some minor modifications, the two flexibility spending bills that the House has sent us for public schools. Those will make it so that public schools can use their categorical dollars more efficiently and effectively as they see fit for the kids in their districts. And so I was excited to get that done. At this point, we're just trying to get the details of all of those major policy pieces worked out. And of course, we're focusing now on the budget, because we do plan to wrap that budget up this week. Those targets were released this past week, and they were agreed to targets. So it is about finding where the monies go within the categories at this point.
One thing I wanted to ask about when it comes to the budget, I know that the Senate scrapped the third grade reading initiatives recently. It's a third grade summer reading program. Could you explain the reasoning behind that?
Sure. So this past year there was a pilot done, and there was research. It was a research-based pilot. We had the Iowa Reading Research Center come in and gather data and analyze those situations. And the reality of it was that the gains that were realized were very, very, very minor. And not that the summer reading programs don't help, but that what helped more was intensive interventions during the school year. I will say that I would likely believe that those summer reading programs prevent brain drain, but they didn't see the advances on those kids who are really struggling that they wanted. That being said, it's a huge investment of time and dollars. And is it the best investment of time and dollars as opposed to working on the in-school interventions that do have sound results that you can measure? And so I spoke with the governor's office early on in session, and and ask them for their recommendations of what they wanted us to do, because if we're not funding it for public schools, and if the data indicates that it may not be the best investment of dollars, what should we be doing? And ultimately, the governor's office recommended that while schools can continue to do summer reading programs if they wish, to require that would perhaps not be the best use of their dollars, and essentially to let local districts make that decision on their own.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.